brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour. I hope that the frequency of our discussion of this doesn't dent your resolve and your frostiness and your alertness, because we're on the razor's edge. Former Reagan official, Bush may stage false flag events to reinstate the draft. We'll get more into that. Impeachment now or face the end of the republic. Also, Brown, the new prime minister in England, backs a European treaty without referendum, bringing England under full EU control without the people being able to vote on it. Now over 90% are against it. The criminal, Gordon Brown, who openly calls for one world government, doesn't care and is setting up a police state in case they resist. Also, watchdog group warns over number snooping. They have these scanning cameras all over the West scanning our systems. Hillary Clinton shuns Fox debates, that's for political consumption, but pockets Murdoch money. And here's the AP, terror threat against U.S. said serious, new fear-mongering there. We'll get into all of it coming up later in the shower. Right now, let's go to the calls. Omar in Michigan, you're on the air, thanks for holding.
Death to the New World Order and all his bootlickers, minions, and serfs.
Absolutely.
If we was living like Daniel Boone, at least we'd be free. If it got to go to that, then so be it. So don't ever keep your head up. You're doing good, Alex. Have you heard anything about this Chinese secret society that challenges the Illuminati?
Yeah, I'm going to get that guy on, but frankly, I don't really buy into it.
Okay.
I mean, let me explain why. Human beings act the same. They behave the same throughout history. And if you've got these Asian triad gangs out of Japan and China, I happen to know those two groups hate each other vehemently. I happen to have actually studied those groups. And so out of the gates we hear that really there's an Asian order teamed up together, and there's Japan and China. Now, does the Mafia and the Lee family really run China and always run it for the last couple hundred years? Yes. Did the Lee family make a deal with the British over 150 years ago? Yes. And see, the new reporter coming out and saying all this, he's new to all this, and then he says the Mafia sat down with him and told him this. I don't doubt that the Mafia didn't sit down with him and tell him this. I don't doubt that, and I don't doubt that there isn't rivalries in the global mafia. But China has adopted the one-child eugenics policy. China has been made the golden calf of the New World Order. Their elite is more in line with the top globalists than anybody else. And there's a thousand other points I can make. But listening to an interview and then reading the gentleman's information, it just doesn't add up. And we've seen lots of this before. I told my producer to get him on. A few weeks ago. We'll get that individual on. But Omar, give me your take on it.
That's what I was thinking too. I mean, he the only one that's saying it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people thinking it, but ain't nobody really coming out saying it because, you know, we know how that goes with throwing stones at the belly of the beast.
Well, I mean, remember, there have been all these other groups that claim that, you know, there's really an emergency reorganization and Congress is our friend. We've been hearing that for 10 years.
Right.
And we've been hearing, you know, with Nacera, totally made up. We're always hearing about pie in the sky and you know, Greenspan's been arrested and Leo Wanta's got billions. And it's just made up, man. And, I mean, people putting it out may believe it, but it's just not based in reality. Anything else, Omar?
You have a good day, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Why? Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hour, we played a few minutes from that song. It's become a neocon theme song for killing America. Every time they talk about getting rid of our freedoms and setting up a police state, they play that proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And the men who died to give that right to me. Free. Bill of Rights. Constitution. Due process. Not thousands of new bureaucrats being created every day. All these new millions of laws. It's millions of laws. Face scanning and license plate reading cameras everywhere with an elite dissolving our borders and our sovereignty. Let's continue with your phone calls. Don in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I'm actually calling about something that happened on the show yesterday, but as an info warrior going back to the 1970s when we, I guess the most effective tool was that book, none there called Conspiracy.
That's really what put all the pieces together for me. When I was about 16, 17 years old, I read that, and that was very formative.
Yeah, I bought many and loaned them out, and I got them back. But your videos, and it was so much easier to get somebody to read a video, to watch a video. But I was calling about your guest yesterday, Chuck Walters. As a subscriber to Acres USA, I know that many people in the Patriot movement, when they hear the word sustainable, a red flag comes up, rightfully so.
And that's because the globalists have taken that term over, but we're talking about really sustaining your farm, sustaining the value of the soil.
Yeah, the majority of us subscribers are people who are trying to hang on to family farms and make a living, and the way people who live in the cities and the suburbs can help is to join CSAs, that's community-supported agriculture, where you actually buy in and harvest your own crops. You have input about what things are growing, and the money stays in your local community and helps somebody stay on the
farm.
Well,
people can also do that by, I don't care if it's 50 miles away, driving to farmers' markets, and you end up getting to buy it cheaper at a lot higher quality from the organic farmers' markets. And, folks, if there isn't one in your town or city, that is a business opportunity. You ought to go around. You don't even ever have to have a history in farming. You need to go find some parking lot in a central location, easy to get to, that you can rent for cheap on, you know, Saturdays or Sundays or whatever. And then you go out and you recruit 30 or 40 different farmers and start bringing their stuff in, and then more will come. And, you know, that's the free market system. But, I mean, doesn't that also support communities to not just at farmers markets, also demand locally grown at your grocery stores?
Yes. Also, Alex, there's something else that's come up. Another means of making a living on the farm is this pastured poultry. And if this RFID thing goes through, and we're having to do that, it's going to destroy that opportunity for farmers to make money.
You're talking about free-range chickens.
Well, not free-range, but the pastures and pens where you move them each day, where they get to breathe fresh air, drink clean water, eat the bugs and the grass and the weeds.
Well, sure, that's what I'm... But see, that's the point, is that all over the country, organic's gone from like 3 or 4% of the total sales to now over 20%. And the growth curve is going to be over half within just a couple of years. They're panicking. So then last year they passed a law where the federal USDA seal, it can be 75% non-organic. They can still get the seal now. But then other groups come in and self-certify and are trusted. And so that makes the feds even madder. And yes, for those that don't know, Big Agra wrote the Animal ID Act. And it means you got to put a $10 tag on each $3 chicken. But then the big mega chicken farms that have millions of chickens, they just buy lot IDs and don't even have to follow it. It is designed and written to shut down small family farms that have an average of 30 cows and less than 100 chickens. And that's about the average. And again, these families, I know them. And I've got family that does this as well right here in Texas still. They'll have jobs in town at the power plant or Walmart or at the sheriff's department, and then the rest of the family stays home, works the land, and works all year just to pay the property taxes. In most cases, it isn't even profitable. And they've got some old 30-year-old tractor with baling wire rigged up, still working, hanging on by their fingernails in an old ranch house falling apart. And, folks, that's what agriculture is like in this country, and the big agri farms are right next door begging you to sell. Is that not a pretty accurate description of what you're witnessing in your area, Don?
That's exactly it. And, Alex, it encourages me to know that you've got the picture. You're reading it crystal clear. Thanks for your videos. It helps me be more effective out here in my community.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, my friend. New hordes of bureaucrats that we pay taxes for to go around and harass everybody. Meanwhile, less regulations on the foreign goods pouring in. The foreign chicken, the foreign poultry of all different types, the foreign beef, the foreign pork. It's just unbelievable. It's a monopoly game. It's not free market. We always hear about how it's capitalism. This is the opposite of capitalism. It's like Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, head of the political science department at Georgetown, said. He said, we run both parties. We are not capitalists. We are monopoly men. We work with communists. We work with fascists. We work with kingmakers. We work with centralized roundtables. The globalists, Rockefeller and the rest of them, hate the fact that you're living in million-dollar houses. for $300,000 houses, depending on where you live. You know, big houses with swimming pools. They hate the fact you got two-car garages. They hate the fact you go on vacations. They hate you. You understand everything they do is about taking that away. And all the FBI and the military and the police have to do is at least check out what we're saying, find out it's true, and then just send signals you're not going along with this, and they won't be able to do it. I mean, you may like your spiffy black Nazi uniforms, okay, but it's 1939 Germany, and you saw what happened to Germany. You've got a chance to stop Hitler from going wild, and you could still wear your black uniforms and still look good for the girls, but the point here is you don't have to really experience what people in black uniforms end up having to experience. By the way, almost every case in history, well, not almost every case, every case, when you start wearing black uniforms and surveillance starts going up and spying starts, within just 5 to 10 years, the worst place to be is in the enforcer's shoes. I hope you've done a little history book reading. Crack a book. Do you some learning. Because you need to know what you're getting into. I know you got your role model and your cheerleader, Jack Bauer, but you know that isn't reality. Let me just give you a news flash. You're going to have the roughest time in all of this. And I just want you to have good lives. I want your children to grow up good. I want you to be happy. I want you to have a good life, and I want you to turn away from the evil before it's too late. And that goes for everybody. This country is in trouble because we've all become evil. I mean, I don't know how any of us make it. I mean, the way I grew up in Dallas, this evil that was going on around me, with the sex and the drugs and the violence and the fighting and the drag racing it was just crazy. Thank God I never got into drugs. But I saw a lot of my friends from good families destroyed by it. And I mean, our society is just completely fried. We have to be, and we have to start taking that serious and realizing just how much trouble we're all in. You know, I don't want violence, and I do want law and order. But when you've got a criminal government, you don't have law and order. Let's take another call. Bob in Pittsburgh, then Wade, Tom, Joe, and others. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, it's great to be on a show where you don't get screened ahead of time to be, you know, in compliance with what the host wants. But what I hear you talk about going to the sound of the guns, and what I did is I got a sign, I made up a sign, and I'm standing out in rush hour traffic. It says Google, terror storm, loose change, and I don't know what else to do, but, you know, I think if I can just get the word out, and maybe we can become like squeegee men with a bunch of people out there in rush hour traffic with some signs or something, because there's...
I think that's very effective. Also, big, you can have like a, you know, 1x2 sign for your back window made that's on a big magnet that costs you maybe $50. I don't know how much they cost. I'm just guessing, you know, that says Google 9/11 is an inside job, or Google terror storm, or prisonplanet.com, learn the truth, forbidden news, shocking info. That has an effect. But I mean, just for you personally, the exercise, because we've basically atrophied as a society. I mean, people 100 years ago, even 60 years ago, for entertainment in little towns and big cities, you'd go get yourself a bottle of brew and a beer a cup of coffee, whatever, and walk down the street to the little local park at Speaker's Corner, and everybody'd be up there griping about the sheriff or griping about, and you'd hear them out. A lot of it was bull, some of it was true, or the sheriff might even be there speaking out against, you know, Leroy Johnson, who's been doing this, and you've got to help him keep track of him, and he's so drunk, you know, he's going to die of liquor poisoning and we don't do something. I mean, that was the television set, and we were a free society. We're not going to be a free society sucking our thumbs watching CNN and Fox News.
Absolutely.
So just getting out there, just doing that, is a major move. I mean, I'm seeing Ron Paul signs all over Austin, 9/11 inside jobs, stenciled signed everywhere. People are getting aggressive. Anything else you want to add, my friend?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, when they keep toting out these Osama bin Laden videos, it just reminds me of some cheap Sylvester Stallone movie that they keep rehashing again and again every time they need a bump.
I agree with you. Good point. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate you, Bob. You keep it up. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 17, 2007, gold 663.80 ounce, gold coins can be purchased for $685.24, $338.10 for half, $169.05 for quarter. That's $685.24, $338.10, and $169.05. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
The websites are JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Wade in South Carolina. Thanks for holding, Wade.
Good evening. I have to say you're a national hero. You truly are a treasure to this country. And all your work is very fine.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm just doing my duty.
Yes, sir, you are indeed. And every American's duty. I'd like to talk briefly, if I could, about giving up our rights.
Yes.
And the overwhelming abuse of the FBI of the Bill of Rights. Everything from government intrusion to wiretapping to entrapment. I want to kind of warn the people that these things are very real and are going on daily. I have a small investment group, and because of one disgruntled member, they have turned and attacked our entire 40-man membership group. And want to talk briefly, if I could, about the abuse of national security letters. 143,000 national security letters have went out demanding information with a gag order on.
And by the way, exactly, and that's under the Patriot Act, under one of its subsections. It doesn't, was it 213? It doesn't, it isn't a warrant, it isn't a judge, it isn't anything. It's just these letters, and with one letter, they just totally erase the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and then place a gag order on top of it telling you you can't tell anybody that they violated your rights.
That's exactly right. And so it's the same as breaking into your home and getting information, and then you can't say that they took.
Well, that's actually in the Patriot Act, too. That's sneak and peek.
Yeah.
That's the sneak and peek provision.
Yeah, that's exactly right. With this 143,000 NSLs on private citizens, one conviction has come forth. So an example of this is they got access to 11,000 computer phone numbers and the databases therein with only 9 NSLs. So
yeah, that's an example. It isn't a specific, we need a warrant to go here because we think Billy Bob's got a trunk load of methamphetamine in his basement. This is just with one letter, thousands of people are spied on.
Sheer abuse of the Bill of Rights actually is supersedes the Constitution. And for me personally, I was in the military during the height of the Cold War, in the early '80s and mid '80s, right when Ronald Reagan was calling the Russians the evil empire. And we thought we might have to go to war to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and was prepared to do so with our lives. And so for them to turn and then just act like the Bill of Rights is just a regular piece of paper or something is phenomenal, to say the least. It's all your scenarios and the things that you warned the people about. But I want to let you know that they don't care about your rights. In one case, I've got an attorney, and they're actually behind the scenes trying to control my attorney. In Virginia, a man made a movie about 50,000 copies. He made a movie similar to your movies that showed government scandals, and it was said to me by reliable sources that they come out and threatened that man with murder if he didn't stop his production. And so he didn't. He said he wouldn't be threatened like that, and he warned his friends that he had been told this. And a few weeks later, that man was found dead, and all 50,000 copies of this movie is missing. But there is a couple that survived that. He had passed them out early.
Well, I'm worried about people that don't threaten you, but I get plenty of threats, and actually, a lot of times I don't have energy, and then I get a death threat, and that just energizes me to just fight that much harder. See, a lot of these mainline people out there have never really investigated, and they've never faced up to how corrupt things are. But I've had the globalists, offer for me to join them. I've been threatened. I've been physically attacked. I mean, and that's when you know how real it is. I mean, this is the real world. And, again, we just can't turn our country over to these people. We cannot do it. And, again, it's just like when we say the Masons run everything. It isn't all the Masons. It's compartmentalized. Or we say the FBI is corrupt. It's the system. It's the laws. It's the regulations. It's not the whole FBI. But regardless, when the system's corrupt, they're all part of it. They're all on the same ship. We're on the same ship. And these are the times that tribesmen souls. I appreciate your call, Wade. Tom, Joe, and many others. Your calls are straight ahead on the other side. And you want to talk about horrors. Our weakest individuals are the ones that are under attack. And we're going to be talking about that. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. I remember when I first got on air about 13 years ago on local cable and then 12 years ago on radio, I was mainly doing a local show. And I would get called to a hospital by listeners. And in some cases, it would even be friends of friends, and they'd be there taking some young couple's firstborn child. And then I've told the famous case where I caught the cop choking the woman into signing an agreement. I mean, I opened the door. It was like out of a movie, and you catch him red-handed. And that freaked me out. I got in the car and was driving out of there and called into some talk show and broke down crying. I mean, that was a kind of a coming of age for me to realize these people are evil, folks. There's evil people, and they're in positions of power, and they like what they do. And then I remember following cases from start to finish where they would just lie to get the orders signed by judges. These aren't even real courts to begin with. They would just make up things that didn't even exist. They would claim things and claim visits. They would say abuse a year ago when the CPS worker had just been called to the house a day before because a three-year-old was in the backyard playing with their cars and mama was watching them out the window in the sandbox. Everything we did as children. And then I learned the University of Texas main textbook says the family's a disease and has to be eradicated. And then I interviewed the number two at the Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby, whose dad was big, you know, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove guy. That's why she got the big job there. Plus, she's a smart lady. And it was openly they were saying it was a plan to dumb everybody down. And since then, I've learned that social workers were set up turn of the last century, over 100 years ago now, by eugenics. Eugenicists took over the government. The King of England and the Queen of England supported it. They were already into breeding, and that they wanted to go around and sterilize the poor. They'd already tried exporting them to America and Australia and places like that. And they wanted to just, there were open discussions of killing large portions of Ireland. And there were mainline front page papers, you know, saying, should we just kill the Irish? Should we just go ahead and sterilize them and kill the rest? And so, because they're a genetic scourge and all the rest of it, great Irish people. And again, this wasn't the British people doing this. It was the elite running things. And so I learned that years ago, but now I've read documents and how it all started. And millions of people in the U.S. and Europe, how our government started the whole Nazi system, and the first deaths were CPS. They would come take retarded children, even mildly retarded, and they would kill them. If the family wanted the child killed, they'd publicly kill them. If they didn't want the child killed, they'd tell them they had a ruptured appendix. Even though in many cases the children already had their appendices removed, that's pretty famous. Just type in how the Holocaust started. And they killed long before 1939 when the war started with Czechoslovakia and then Poland. They started child and family services is what it was called. Folk services is a translation. Folk and services, and they would go around. It was all the British model. The whole CPS thing is set up here, the family courts. We played that clip. In fact, I want to play that before we go to our illustrious guest who's going to be with us for the rest of the show. And I say illustrious because he really is. I mean, I praise him for what he's done and just amazing the fight that he's been involved in. And we need to pray for him. But let's play a little three-minute clip from Tomorrow's Children. This is a 1932 pro-eugenics movie where it shows what was really happening in the country. And so the first CPS didn't claim neglect and didn't claim spanking was bad, didn't claim all this. They just came by and they would take children, not just in Germany, but in the U.S. they would deny you food and water and just let you die. The Soviets also adopted it. And others they would sterilize. And do you have that Tomorrow's Children clip? I know I just sprung it on you, John, and... Well, you know what? We'll play that clip later. I'm unable to. You have it? Yeah, let's go ahead and play that. Here's Tomorrow's Children, and we'll go to our guests. Because I want you to know it's not just CPS out of control, or they're misguided, or they don't know what they're doing. This is world family planning. This is eugenics. Here it is, and we'll go to our guest.
Here's everybody. Where's Ma? She didn't get sick again.
Are you Alice Mason?
Yes. But where are Ma and the kids?
Well, they're all safe, so there's nothing for you to worry about. Now, sit down. I want to talk to you. I'm Mrs. White of the Welfare Association.
You're 17, aren't you, Alice?
Yes.
But what have you done with my folks?
Well, we're trying to help them, Alice, and you, too. They were taken to the hospital this afternoon.
Hospital? Wasn't none of them sick this morning? Ma isn't worse, is she? Where's Pa?
He's gone to the hospital too, Alice.
I don't see what for. You're sure you didn't put him in jail?
Of course not. I said we were trying to help them.
You better tell her so she'll understand.
Well, we thought it necessary to present your family's case to the state medical commission. After an examination, they decided there was but one important action to take. To have your entire family sterilized.
Why, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we investigated your family's history, Alice. And those of the past three generations have been feeble-minded. Congenital cripples or habitual drunkards. Instead of improving, each generation is more of a problem. Now, in this state, we have a law which provides for such people to have an operation so there won't be any more children.
I see.
Now, we've placed your brothers in institutions where they'll be properly cared for. But if you go back to your job soon, I'll arrange to have a held open for you.
But I'm keeping my job. I'm not going anywhere.
Now, you're going to the hospital too, Alice.
But there's nothing wrong with me.
Perhaps not. You wouldn't want to marry some fine young man and be ashamed of the children you had.
And you mean they're going to stop me from having children ever?
Exactly.
I'm all right, I tell you. I won't go to any hospital.
Now, Alice, you must be reasonable.
Now, we got a court order that besides your parents gave permission, you'll get a chance to tell your side of it in court.
I won't go, I tell you. We don't want any trouble with you, young woman. If you refuse to go, the officer here will take you by force.
All right. Maybe I'd better go. There might be a chance for me in court.
Sure.
Of course.
You don't mind if I go to my room and get some things? I'll need them.
Go right ahead.
Alice Mason. Come on, Jim.
Are you interested in this case?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm Dr. Brooks of the county hospital. This is Jim Baker, Miss Mason's fiance.
What testimony have you to offer?
In the case of Miss Mason, I can see no reason for the operation that's been recommended. The girl is perfectly normal. She's hardworking and has a good reputation.
Do you know anything about her family background?
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
There are several other children, aren't there?
Yes.
What is their condition?
One is a cripple. Two others might be classed as feeble-minded.
Isn't the oldest son in jail?
Well, yes, I believe so.
And knowing all that, you still contend that this girl should be allowed to bring more people like that into the world?
She's sound, Your Honor. She's not anything like the rest. Surely she should be given a chance to work out her own salvation.
I can't agree with you, Doctor. Suppose she is normal. The chances are that her children will inherit the family taint. Isn't that possible?
But, Your Honor,
I'm sorry, Doctor. Three generations of unfit are enough. Petition not allowed.
Now.
You mean...
I told the story, and then we're going to our guest, and I'm going to hold him over past the half hour next hour, so he has plenty of time. I told it on Sunday's syndicated show I'm doing now from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. On that Saturday, I went to a recital from my daughter was having. My parents came over to the house, and they rode with us. And my mother's like, I heard your Friday show on eugenics, and is it really that bad? They really are in all the major positions of power, and that guides society. My mom's pretty smart. She's got several degrees. Big history buff, and she goes, I know there's a lot of it. I've read a lot about it, but you're saying it's that big? And I said, Mom, I didn't know how big it was. They literally run everything. And my dad always holds his cards close to his chest. He's a pretty quiet guy. But, you know, he was top of his class in school, and I know he went to and worked at MD Anderson when he was like a sophomore and then a junior. He went to UT. For, you know, the big whatever, International Science Academy or whatever it was, the best and brightest, the salutatorians and valedictorians. And it was a couple hundred kids from the state of Texas. And there was the big head of one of the biology departments, famous professor. Turned out my mother had had him too at UT, and so had my wife before he died. And they called him aside, the cream of that group they called aside and said, listen, there's a technocracy that runs America. You can join us, and eugenics is our system. And then my dad, you know, ended up going off to college, just, you know, taking the quick route because my mother was pregnant. They got married, and he went to dental school because that was the quickest route to get some money quickly. Thank God he never went off into all of that. But you know, that's what they're doing. They're recruiting, and my dad told my mom that, and she was like, whoa. And then just last night, I pulled the actual numbers for Endgame on Bill and Melinda Gates. They had given already $3 billion exclusively to eugenics organizations and world reduction, population reduction groups. Now they've given an additional $30 billion. Warren Buffett gave $37 billion. Of course, you know about Ted Turner and his billion, now more than a billion he's given. And anyways, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. I think we had him on years ago. MassOutrage.com, M-A-S-S, Outrage.com, mainly focusing on Massachusetts, and I mean, it's one of the worst states out there because of the socialism. And I saw him in a JBS article out there fighting the corruption. I thought we ought to have him on because the tactics he's learned, the tricks he's learned that they use, and the ways to fight them are effective in all 50 states. And they grab over a million children a year. CPS is five times more likely to abuse or kill children than any other group. The most dangerous group is CPS. That is federal numbers. They don't like to advertise those. Five times. Though that has been on the cover of Time magazine, I remember back in 2000, The Shame of Foster Care. Surprised it was there. But their answer was more money. Oh, see, we're so abusive, we need more money. That's why we're doing this. See, problem, reaction, solution, so they can do even more. And now they've grabbed most of the poor children, targeting them. Now they're moving on to rich people and middle class. And most of them are pedophiles, a large percentage of pedophiles, or mentally ill or abused themselves, and now they think they're punishing their mommy and daddy by punishing you. They're total basket cases. Now, that's certain social workers. There's other social workers that aren't. It's those certain guilds, the actual child snatchers. And how do they do that? The federal statistic I heard on NPR just last year, half of social workers nationally quit in the first year. So, see, half of them really join thinking they're going to help kids, and they find out, my God, this is a death cult, basically, a eugenics cult, and they get out. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guests. I wanted to set the table, because I never hear anybody get into the full ramifications and the background of this. And Greg Hessen, just out of the gate, sir, I commend you for your work, but were you aware of the whole backside I just went through, the whole history?
No, I had not heard that clip before. But there are probably some other backstories as well. I think there's a lot of forces and factors that contribute to our current problem that we have with CPS.
Well, let me just ask you, because for 10 minutes I went through a diatribe, do you have any comments on the statements I made or on the numbers I gave or just how bad this really is?
No, I agree with you completely. I couldn't have any disagreement at all with you, and I believe your statistics that you cite are correct. In the article I just wrote, another astounding statistic is there are 3.3 million calls to child abuse hotlines every year in the United States involving 6 million children a year. And that means an awful lot of families get caught in the web of this problem on a yearly basis.
And now they're telling doctors, nurses, the lady that cuts your hair. I mean, kids get bumps and scrapes. They're all being told to be spies.
That's right, and I call it in that article the snitch network. I think there's very little difference between that snitch network as it currently operates and what you see in Cuba or the former Soviet republics. That if a neighbor doesn't like you, they can snitch. If the school teacher or in a divorce situation, if one spouse wants to use CPS as a weapon, it's easy. They just call, allege some kind of abuse, and the game is on. And these people are such dupes; they have no clue how to investigate. They get it wrong both ways. And but as you pointed out, and I'm glad you do, because so few people ever really go back into the, like you said, the backstory. There's also another backstory I think that's applicable. If you'd like me to go into that,
yeah, go ahead.
If you look back at the turn of the century of the 20th century, there was this great optimism about the world becoming socialist. And right before World War One,
It's Bertrand Russell and the British. It's the Fabian socialists, yeah.
But in this country also, there was a great movement involving a number of well-known intellectuals that wanted to use the war as a means to complete its socialist objectives. And everybody... at the time, who was, the intellectuals at the time, of course, believed that socialism was going to finally bring about the great world peace, and they thought the war actually would be a great means to bring that about. And oftentimes, it was the liberal Christians who were at the vanguard of this.
Yeah, they wanted their League of Nations, and then their whole. Sure, go ahead.
Well, no, but the liberal Christian churches, particularly in the Northeast.
No, I agree. Yeah.
felt that the government would be the means to bring about this socialist end. They were, I guess, what you could call pietists. They were they believed that you could, you know, fix man by simply bringing a lot more government regulation and control into effect, and the church just bought into this. And the profession of social work really began to come into its own there. The anti-drinking crusade started around that time. That was one of their pet projects. But
it was really just a giant horde of control freaks being used by the bigger crime bosses, you know.
Exactly. And but the profession of social work came into its own at that point in a much more popular fashion, and they began to expand and grow. And as you say, you know, it became allied with all these other philosophical kin, such as the eugenics movement and others. But the profession of social work saw their opportunity to expand this and use government as a tool to fix everybody. They didn't understand the gospel rightly, that it's obviously God who fixes us inside. They thought government could fix people from the outside.
What a surprise! A bunch of control freaks thinking they're God. Stay there. Let's walk through it with our guest, Greg Hessen.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
I found masses of quotes where the 1920s and 30s, the social workers were talking about how they were going to inject children with poisonous vaccines to brain damage them to make them submit. So it's not just a bunch of buffoon mainline Christians. It's the establishment selling them on it and telling a bunch of ninnying control freaks down at the local church who just want an excuse to go around bossing everyone around that, you know, that they're God's gift to the planet. That's why they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Going back to Greg Hessen, got an incredible website, massoutrage.com, and it's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now. We have links to it. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour with your CPS horror stories or asking advice of this gentleman. You know, Greg, it might be politer of me. You have a huge bio here, but why don't you just tell folks in a nutshell about yourself and who you are and the saga you've been through?
Lawyer in the state of Massachusetts. I graduated from law school in 1993 and was admitted to the bar here. I did not have any idea when I got out of law school that this was going to be the issue that I would end up backing into. I was interested in the issues of taxation. I was supporting the anti-tax movement. I was interested in the issues of pro-life, which, of course, are critical issues. But when in 1995, when I did my first case with CPS, I could not believe it. They took a child for what appeared to me to be absolutely no reason whatsoever, and I couldn't get the child back for a year. We eventually did, but I've never seen anything like it. There's no due process. The courts are closed in almost every state so that there's secret tribunals that the press and the public are excluded from, so there's no accountability.
And that's because they created these courts in the last 100 years. They're not really constitutional courts.
Well, they're completely unconstitutional. They don't use the rules of civil procedure that every other court uses. They don't use the rules of evidence that other courts use. So you can have hearsay upon hearsay upon hearsay. So the kid says something to the social worker that says something to the other social worker, and then it's allowed into evidence, which you could never do in any other court. And all of these things contribute to a... But it's all because of this idea of... necessity. You know, we have to protect children against child abuse, which is a truism. Of course we have to, but this isn't the way to protect them.
But beating a child with a tire iron is a matter for the police and always had been.
Always.
And again, statistically, five times more likely, because if you're a sicko, you don't, you go become a CPS worker, folks. That's what people
don't
understand.
Well, you know, a lot of them become, but I'll tell you the dirty little secret about that. A lot of them become social workers with CPS because that's how they get their state license. You have to have so many hours. So you put in your time with them and then leave as soon as you get the necessary hours to get your own license. We used unlicensed social workers. And they get their license by going to work for the state agency, and that gives them the time. And as soon as they can, they get out.
Well, let me tell you, I've been around these people not as much as you have, and I had to quit going out and, you know, doing this because going out and helping these families, because I couldn't be around these people. I mean, these were literal, what I'd call piggy demons, and I coined that term because they always have the same, they could be black, white, doesn't matter. They just have little pointed teeth, they like smile, they giggle, they always ninny, the men are real feminine. Ugh, it makes me sick. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. They're hideous humans. And if you ask them, why are you keeping this child, they almost never have an answer. Just because we have custody. And the whole system is set up on a number of very flawed premises. The proof level is so very low.
Well,
that
stay there. Let's talk
children.
About it. It's a kangaroo court, totally un-American, and they're spreading everywhere. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.